Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We've been having a lot of conversations, of course, around electricity. We had load shedding over the weekend again and the end of last week. How practical is it for homes to get off the grid, for homes and businesses for that matter? Roger Lilly, Energy Analyst, good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to your listeners. Thank you for inviting me to your show, Howard. I'm keeping well, thank you. And yourself?
Good, excellent, thank you. So it's obviously, it doesn't come cheap, that there's no doubt about, but it might well be worth it, certainly for businesses. How practical is it, and what are the options for us to look at getting off the grid?
Yeah, look, there are a number of companies and individuals in South Africa and further afield, but let's talk about South Africa, who have gone this route. They have made the big investment to install PV on their roofs, solar panels on their roofs to generate electricity, and then they have a room somewhere where they store batteries or they use a power wall or something of that nature to store the energy so they can use it when the sun isn't shining, as in the evening, for example. Your opening comment is 100% correct. It does not come cheap. And the cheapness is more than financial. There are a number of implications one has to consider. All that this really offers you is a better security of supply. That means that when Eskom or the municipality are unable to provide you power through load shedding or failure of equipment, then the likelihood is that you'll be able to provide power for your own needs. It depends on how big your battery is, and that will determine how long you've got power during an outage. So it comes down to how much space you've got to install the panels and how much money you're prepared to invest in such a project. But I think the big issue is, if you are provided with power from a municipality, then you have a situation where you have to apply for permission to install this equipment, and you will probably still be billed a portion of your electricity bill, because part of your electricity account covers the infrastructure, not just the electricity you actually consume, because someone has to pay for all the wiring and so on that brings the electricity from the power station to your home or your business. So, and that is paid for by the users. So even if you were to stop using electricity completely, you would still have an electricity account from your local municipality.
It's almost like if you have a telecom line, but you only use your cell phone, you're still paying for the line. There's a portion that you pay for. Right.
Correct.
What I don't quite understand, and somebody mentioned it to me, and I couldn't wait to ask you this question. If people have solar panels, for example, on their roof for heating their swimming pool, is that different in terms of a solar panel that is going to allow you to create energy that you can store in your inverter, for example?
Yes, there are two kinds of solar panels. There's the water heater solar panel, which are very, very popular. And all those do is, that's just a set of tubes of copper or something which are exposed to the sun under a glass cover. And water goes through those pipes and is preheated so that by the time it lands up in your electric geyser, the water's already piping hot. I have one of those in my home, and for about 3 months of the year, I switch the geyser on. Otherwise, the geyser's off all year.
Incredible.
So it uses no electricity at all. The water is piping hot out of the shower.
Right. That's interesting. And then the second one?
The second one, of course, is an electrical panel. So that's called a photovoltaic panel, usually abbreviated PV, so that's Peter Victor, two initials.
Mm-hmm.
And those generate electricity. They do nothing else. They just produce electricity, which comes out in a particular format, which then has to go into a thing called an inverter, which is an electronic box. And from there, it'll go into your electrical system in your house and also be providing power to your batteries through a charging system. So that when the sun is not shining for any reason, either a lot of cloud cover or after sunset, then the battery starts providing the power into the inverter and into your home. So you actually would not notice any difference. The sun would go down, your lights would remain on if they were on beforehand. or your electrical equipment would just continue to run.
Isn't a problem with that, if I've used, let's say I've created electricity with these solar panels, I've stored them in my inverters, but then later that evening, there's a, if I'm on both the grid and the, and as well as this, late in the evening there is a power outage or load shedding, then I might have used up all of my stored power without even realizing it.
No, that's where the inverter is an intelligent device. So it will continuously monitor the power coming in off your solar panels and the power coming in off your grid if you are still connected to the grid. And it will charge the batteries from a combination of those two in order to save you the most money. And those are usually programmable, so you can set it. But anyway, the batteries will remain charged as long as there's municipal power, whether the sun's shining or not. Now, the sun goes down, the outage is applied, your batteries kick in, your house continues to operate as though there was no load shedding.
In other words, the inverter itself will make sure that it has enough power no matter where it gets it from.
Correct, to keep the batteries charged. What will happen if you have a very long outage or you don't have much battery storage capacity, then you will find that after a while, you know, things will start switching off. But you usually get a warning, so the inverter would give you some kind of indication to the fact that power is now diminishing. But there's another aspect to this, and that is the actual installation of this equipment. It is of great concern to many of us in the industry that you can now go to a number of the large hardware stores around the country and buy PV panels and inverters. You can even buy them online. And the concern with that is that these things are dangerous to install yourself, and it's illegal to install them yourself because of the inherent dangers. And so what has happened is that the industry has an association called the South African Photovoltaic Association, which has a training program and produces an educational standard, if you will, a certificate, that's what I was looking for, sorry, a certificate, which is known as the PV Green Card. Now, the PV Green Card, P for Peter, V for Victor, Green Card, you can Google it, you can look it up.
Right.
And what it is electrical electricians who have completed that course of study are given the certificate. And if you or one of your listeners wishes to install PV at your business or your home, these are the people you need to contact because they will do it properly and give you the necessary certification. Otherwise, you might have issues with your insurance company, you might have issues with your municipality, and you could potentially impose a risk to your family or your employees if you've done this at your business. It is something that should be done properly, professionally, and too often it's not, and so we're quite concerned about that in the industry.
Right, and Unsign says, how often must batteries be replaced on inverters?
Batteries tend to last between 5 and 8 years, depending on the kind of battery that you're using, depending on how many batteries you've got in terms of the capacity of the battery versus your load. Yes.
Right.
So those have to be taken into consideration. The panels themselves are typically 20 or so years before they start degrading, but they still work thereafter.
Right.
But they just start giving less power than they were initially giving.
Roger Lilly, energy analyst, talking to us about how businesses and homes can get off the grid, and a discussion around if it is worth it or not. Thank you, as always.